It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's a well-known Pittsburgh piece of advice. Don't go to the north side on game days if you don't have to. The riverfront neighborhood is routinely congested by drivers and pedestrians during events. The Stadium Authority of the City of Pittsburgh is looking to alleviate some of that congestion and has hired East Liberty-based Rapid Flow Technologies, LLC, as transit consultants. The organization is a CMU spinoff that's already significantly helped decrease emissions and wait times in East Liberty. Rapid Flow Technologies Chief Technology Officer Greg Barlow has analyzed his company's results and stops by Central Pittsburgh to explain. Greg Barlow, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm going to have you move a little closer to that microphone there. All righty. And if you want to join the conversation, if you have a comment or question about how this will impact the flow of traffic on the North Shore, 412-246-2002, the number to call again, 412-246-2002. First, let's explain this rapid flow technology. It was, as I mentioned, put to use in East Liberty and has alleviated some of the congestion in what had previously been a very congested area. So explain how this works and what happened in East Liberty.
Sure. So one of the things to understand is that congestion doesn't go away. You know, we're never going to get
rid of... The same number of cars will be there.
Right. And we're not going to get rid of congestion. In fact, but what we can do is we can improve the flow of vehicles so that your trip has a more predictable time, that your trip is a little bit smoother, a little bit easier. And we can do that everywhere. That's what we've shown in East Liberty and around Bakery Square and now expanding onto Baum Boulevard and Center Avenue. So we're not going to get rid of congestion, but we're going to make your life easier both as a driver, as a pedestrian, so that your interaction with the intersection is a little bit more predictable and really improves your quality of life a little bit. So what we've seen in the work we've done over the last 5 years is we got started out of CMU. We developed this technology and got the opportunity working with the city of Pittsburgh to develop this and to put it out on the street. And so we started with 9 intersections in East Liberty, right around the new target when the target was new, about a year after it was constructed. The traffic flow had changed significantly. What had used to be a one-way ring road was now a two-way road. People didn't quite know where they should go all the time. The traffic flows were changing really. You know, week to week, month to month, there was a lot of construction, and there continues to be a lot of construction. And with all of that change, meant that what we designed the traffic signal systems for, what the consultants who actually did the timings, what that was doing was not necessarily going to be completely aligned with what people were actually doing when they drove through the neighborhood every single day, every minute of the day. It would work very well during peak periods. You know, during the heaviest part of the afternoon, perhaps, or the heaviest part of the morning. But, you know, in the shoulder periods when that was just starting to ramp up, or during the middle of the day, or really for, 90%+ of the day, the timing plans that had been implemented were not going to be the best thing. But you couldn't, using conventional signal control like they'd done, you couldn't really do anything about that.
Right. So the lights are timed to... One of the things that drives people crazy in Pittsburgh is that you'll get to a light, it'll finally turn green, you'll go a block, and then there's another red light. So these lights are, instead of being just on a regular hardwired timer, they are sensing the amount of traffic and therefore adjusting the amount of time it takes for the light to change and for people to flow through that area.
Right. So our SureTrack technology does a couple of things. It uses sensors at the intersection, usually video cameras or radar detectors, to build a model of where traffic is and where we predict that traffic is going to be over the next couple of minutes. And then we use an optimization to decide how long the green should be for each direction, how we can efficiently move groups of vehicles through the network and not just to coordinate a single road. So in East Liberty, Penn Avenue is a natural candidate to be coordinated between intersections. But there's a lot of traffic on Center Avenue and a lot of traffic on Highland. And when you use conventional coordination, you can sort of choose one road and one direction on that road. But you can't do much more than that. It gets very complicated using conventional coordination, whereas we optimize that for the whole network. And so we can move your platoon of vehicles through the network as efficiently as we can, particularly if you're in you're among a lot of other cars. Now, occasionally the cars are going to suffer that are off by themselves, but that's the way it probably should be. If you're if you're the one guy on a side street, you should probably wait 10 more seconds so that, you know, the 20 people who are on the main road don't have to wait quite as long.
Or like that guy that sticks his, you know, that or man or woman that is driving and kind of sticks themselves halfway out into the intersection. They're trying to get through. Somebody finally lets them through, but the traffic isn't moving fast enough for them to just jump right in and let it flow along. It's all getting held up. So it sounds like this was very effective when it was applied in East Liberty. So is there something different? We certainly acknowledge the amount of traffic there is on the North Shore because of all the things that are going on there. But is there anything else that is significantly different between the North Shore and East Liberty that would prevent the same type of technology that has improved the traffic flow in East Liberty from doing the same thing on the North Shore? Why do we have to study it now?
So one of the reasons to study it is to decide how many intersections you'd want to control. We're looking at 28 intersections on the North Shore and the surrounding area. But you know, it's not an inexpensive technology. It costs a lot of money. And so if you could do half the number of intersections and get almost the same benefit, that's really what the Stadium Authority would like to do, is if you you could raise less money and get all of the benefit from it, then that's really one of the purposes of the study. I think one of the other things that we haven't examined in East Liberty, because it doesn't happen, is event traffic. Event traffic is significantly different than a daily commute like you're going to see in East Liberty. Now, the same principles apply. We believe that we're going to do very well with the type of event traffic that we see on the North Shore. But the way to know that in advance, the way to be sure that this technology is going to work for really their major pain point, which is, you know, the end of a Steelers game, the end of a Pirates game, the beginning of a Pirates game when it's mixing with daily commuter traffic.
Or if there's a Pirates game in, like we had 2 weeks ago, there's a Pirates game in the afternoon, and then another one, and then they have to clear everybody out because there's another game at night because it's a makeup doubleheader.
Absolutely. And those kind of things, particularly when you have an unplanned situation like that where you have a makeup game, where you have, you know, you have two events that are happening in close proximity, or you have, you know, major commuter traffic along with, you know, with event traffic, that's really where things get challenging and where we think SureTrack can really help. And so what we're looking at is things particularly like that, and then how can we best apply the technology to the area so that city and, you know, whoever else is funding it would spend the least amount of money, but get the most benefit.
And how cost effective is this? If traffic is moving more efficiently, is that saving money?
It's saving money for commuters. And so I think if you look at the grand scheme of cost benefit, this is one of the challenges to any kind of infrastructure improvement, is that the people that realize the benefit are the taxpayers. It's not the city. It's not, you know, the state with PennDOT. It's not the person who's actually doing the investment. And so it's not a typical return on investment calculation. But I think we have to think about it as the customer of the Department of Public Works or of PennDOT or of the Stadium Authority in this case, it's the driver and the pedestrian and the cyclist and the transit rider who have to pass through these intersections, who have to, you know, drive this on a daily basis, and they're saving money. They're saving money in fuel, they're saving time, and those are important things.
We're down to just a few seconds, but how long will this study take?
We're going to do it over the course of the next 3 months.
Okay, so we'll know something soon.
Yes.
It's been an interesting conversation. We've been talking with Rapid Flow Technologies Chief Technology Officer Greg Barlow. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us on Essential Pittsburgh today.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Easy for me to say. So long for now.